Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.
You don't.
Hello, I'm Tristan Riddell.
And I'm the girl.
And you're listening to a very interesting episode of Nerd Nuptial. Where are we right now, girl?
We're in a hotel room on vacation.
That's right, we're vacationing this weekend, and we didn't want to deprive you guys of an episode of Nerd Nuptial. And so we're at Silver Lake, which is in Michigan, which so many people, I told people that I was going to Silver Lake, they're like, oh, you mean Wisconsin? I was like, no, Michigan. And they're like, are you taking the ferry? And I go, no, because that costs way too much money. So we had to drive all the way around to Michigan to Silver Lake. But I went on a jet ski today.
Yeah, and I watched.
Regardless, we're having a lot of fun, and we've been on boats, we've climbed the dunes, and I've been making dune references constantly.
Constantly, yeah. Kind of nonstop.
You've been slipping in a few Star Wars references as well.
Of course.
I do believe that every once in a while I heard, you'll never see a more wretched hive of scum and villainy when we are at the top of the dune come from you. But that's my girl.
That's right.
Okay, so as you can tell, this sounds a little bit different. It's, we're recording from our hotel room, in our bed, on our phone, and we actually have no topic in mind.
No, we're just gonna see what happens. I'm a little nervous.
Why are you a little nervous?
Because I'm a planner.
This is like your worst nightmare.
It is, a little bit.
Thank goodness we're not doing this live right now.
It's true, yeah.
You know, one thing that I was thinking is that you and I, actually it's one thing that you said to me earlier today, was that you and I are very much on the same page on a lot of things.
Yeah, there's not a lot that we disagree about, and when we do disagree, usually we can work through it, which is a good thing.
I think it's a very good thing, and, you know, yeah, this is a nerd podcast, but this is also a relationship podcast. You know, it's that's why it's called Nerd Nuptial. It's about the nerdy stuff and the married stuff and everything like that, and lately we've been doing a lot of reviews where we just go see a movie and then we tell you about it, or we go see a show and then we tell you about it. But one thing that I really love about this podcast is how you and I get to talk about our marriage, and I thought we could combine it a little bit by talking about how we're on the same page and how important that can be, like wanting to watch the same things.
Yeah, well, we always try to figure out what we're going to watch together, and usually it doesn't take too much convincing to figure out what we're trying to watch because we usually have the same thing in mind, or at least are somewhat on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, for us, I'm trying to think, like, when we started dating, it was a little different. Like, it was, we were still getting to know each other, you know, there was some awkwardness, like, do I really show her how nerdy I am, or do I really show him how nerdy I can be? You know, like, we were testing the nerd grounds, and so it was a little different than it is now. I mean, I guess that's in all realms of relationships, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think it helped to know that you were a nerd, but I'm trying to think, like, when the first time you told me that you liked Star Trek, or that I told you that that I liked Star Wars, or, you know, that we kind of shared each other's interests. We actually shared that stuff.
Well, I probably told you I like Star Trek on the first date.
Probably. Probably. And I didn't run away, so.
Oh, speaking of which, we didn't even talk about my absence from you when I was in Vegas, when we did the Suicide Squad review.
Yeah, we just went straight into the Suicide
Squad. Straight into the Suicide Squad. So, we are very rarely apart that long. We were apart 3 nights?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, a few of you, that you might be rolling your eyes because you've probably been away from your significant other for a long time, but Three nights is a lot for us.
Yeah, it is. I had a hard time sleeping. Yeah, I ended up going and doing different things just because I was kind of bored without you, so.
Well, I also, you know, like, I was busy with Vegas, but it was funny because there's so many of these people who were at Vegas and doing the convention, and, like, they showed up Tuesday, and then they left Monday, and I showed up Thursday at lunchtime, and I think about the end of Friday, I was like, yeah, I could come home. Like, I could, like, even though I was having a blast and it was amazing and I was meeting everybody for the first time, and even though Saturday was mind-blowingly fun, for some reason, because I'm so obsessed with you, I was like, okay, a day and a half, that's enough time to be apart.
Well, I feel like even when we go on vacation together, when we are together, your limit of vacation time is about 2 or 3 days. And then you're ready to be back home because you're a homebody.
I am a huge homebody, but it just kind of goes back into the theme that I'm trying to establish about making time for one another and being with one another. And even when I'm on vacation or a work trip or you're on a work trip or something like that separately, we always feel like we're missing out on something if the other person is away, because if you and I are together, then we don't feel like we're missing out on anything because we're together. And even when I was in Los Angeles for a semester, I was doing a quote-unquote study abroad program, even though it was in the same country. I went to a film study center in Los Angeles. You were still here in Illinois. And that was rough. That was hard. But the thing is, the one thing that I don't tell too many people, but I think just goes to show how our relationship was even early on, is that we would make time for each other every single night, and if as many nights as we could. Mm-hmm. That is,
I think most nights.
Most nights, mm-hmm. And we'd sit down. We'd both put a laptop in front of ourselves, and we'd be on the phone, and we'd pop in a disc of Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Now, how did that work? How did we do that?
Yeah, we would, like, press play at the same time.
We do a countdown.
And then we press play, and it was awesome. We did that during the summers, too, when we were apart.
That's right, yeah, we would have our headphones in. Our headphones, we'd have a headphone jack in the laptop, and then that would go to our left ear. And then we had a headphones connected to our phones, and then that was connected to the right ear. So I heard you on the right ear and the Bluth family on the left ear.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was, we tried to do that as much as we could. I met Tony Hale, the guy who plays Buster in Arrested Development. And also he's on Veep, and he's gotten tons and tons of Emmys now for playing his character on Veep. But I actually met him in Los Angeles, and I got to talk with him quite a bit, and I told him what we did. And he's like, dude, that's awesome. That's exactly what he said to me. He's like, that's absolutely amazing. He said, he's like, I'm so happy that I made you guys laugh over a distance. I think that's what he said.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's so neat. Yeah, we always made time we always said before we got married that all we really wanted to do was just to be together all the time, of course, and to sit in bed and watch movies. And now that we are able to do that, we're just kind of blissfully happy, probably obnoxiously so.
it's so true, though, because that's what we wanted to do, is that we wanted to, when we were dating, we're like, okay, we're going to be engaged to be married, and what's your lifelong goal? And that's just to be with each other until we die and watch as many movies as we can together.
So true.
But, okay, so there's a lot of times when you see relationships where they're either long distance, or you have one party or both parties who work constantly or have certain obligations, and you see people who have different work schedules and things like that, and it makes it very, very hard to spend time with one another. And I don't think some people realize that, like, when they see me, I tell them, like, oh, I watched this over the weekend, I watched that, I watched this, I watched that. They're just like, oh, wow, you watch a lot of stuff. And I was like, yeah, I do. And they're like, well, you know, do you have separate time that you get to spend with your wife, or how does she feel about that? And I'm like, oh, she's right there with me.
Oh, yeah.
So how important is it, do you think, to a relationship to enjoy that time together? Like, not just have time set aside with each other, but also enjoy pop culture together.
Well, I think it depends on who you are, because, I mean, I've seen it work both ways, but for us, that seems to be one of the things that we really love to share together and something that we enjoy doing together. So I feel like our shared interest is a big part of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's not in everyone's, but I feel like for us, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I think especially with nerds, especially with people who are nerdy like us, you know, pop culture is such a huge part of our identity. I mean, you know, like I just got back from a convention where I think a big portion of these people's lives is going to that convention or just going to that show, or not going to the show, but living that show and loving that show and everything like that. And then you have these Whovians and you have these Star Wars people who really would put down Jedi as a religion. And it's just, I think it's really, really interesting that when you, this is going to sound silly, but when you have a nerd marry a non-nerd, you know, that always fascinates me from like a sociological perspective. I always want to sit them down. I want to sit the nerd down and go, what's that like?
Yeah. I'm sure that, you know, both have to sacrifice in that scenario,
mm-hmm.
You know, for it to work. And I don't know. I usually hear more of like the nerd sacrificing. That's usually what I hear.
Well, actually, you know, I think it's, I guess you're right. Yeah, the nerd sacrificing, because there's a couple of people that I know, like, one's a nerd, one's not, and, like, when I talk to the nerd behind the scenes, and they say, I say, it's like, you know, like, what do you watch together? And they're like, well, one of us is always disappointed. And I'm like, oh, man, that's a horrible stance to start from.
Yeah.
Is that whenever you watch something together, somebody's always disappointed, where, like, all she wants to watch is bad TV. Like, Bravo and
Reality
and, okay, like, Housewives, Real Housewives of Orange County. I don't even know if that's still on or anything like that. All that kind of business. And so, you know, like, she'll get home from work and she needs to relax, and so that's how she relaxes, and more power to her. And, you know, he gets home from work a little bit later, and then he can't do it. He cannot watch that stuff. And so he'll go into the back and watch his own thing. And every time I think about that, I'm like, oh, man, I mean, like, you got to do what you got to do. You know, marriage is about compromise.
Mm-hmm.
But it just makes me feel so blessed that I married another nerd.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, for us, we're, like I said, we're a little obsessed with each other. Not a little bit, but probably a lot. Where there's really not a time when we're not in the same room when we're home together. You know, so like really the only time is when you're podcasting with someone else, and then I'll be like watching my own thing. But other than that, I mean, we're usually like, if we're in the living room together, we're in the living room together. You know, if we're watching something in the bedroom, we're watching something in the bedroom. Or if we're, you know, one of us is cooking, usually one of us is hanging out in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that just might go to what our relationship's like, because I don't think that's every relationship, but I think that just kind of bleeds into our nerddom, where, like, if one of us feels like watching something, usually either, you know, the give and take is not much of a give and take. It's more like, oh, I don't really feel like watching that nerdy thing today.
Yeah.
Let's watch something else.
Although sometimes I feel like it's kind of skewed. I feel like I hear no a whole lot more than you hear no.
Are you talking about Star Trek? Is that where you're...
No, that's not what I was thinking. We can talk about Star Trek if you want to talk about Star Trek. We can go down that rabbit hole if you want.
No, that's okay.
But, oh, speaking of which, I was trying to load some pictures from Star Trek Las Vegas on my phone, and we are in the friggin' sticks. Like, there is no reception whatsoever. Like, not only is there... I've never felt like such a hoity-toity city boy pansy in my life than when I'm like I went to the front desk and I said, you know, hey, I'm not really getting any reception. Like, am I in a weird place? He's like, oh no, you won't get any reception up here. And I tried to keep my composure. And I said, I was like, well, do you have Wi-Fi? He's like, yes, we do. I'm like, okay, fantastic. I won't have a freak out. But then right before I didn't have my freak out, he told me, yeah, we have Wi-Fi, but it's one line that's shared by every single person in the hotel. And you're probably just going to be able to check email, if that.
Yeah, and we were planning on watching Netflix via our phone or iPad.
Yes.
So that's been difficult because we are not used to commercials. And of course we have a TV in our room, but it's one of those things where we're just not, like, I'm having to adjust a little bit here.
I've never felt more like a teenage prima donna.
Yeah, I do feel that way.
Than I do right now, because you don't realize how reliant you are on it. Because here's the thing. This is another thing. Like, this goes into what we're talking about. Spending time with each other, mm-hmm. watching stuff together. We watch a cartoon, at least one cartoon, every single night before bed.
Yeah, because we've watched them so many times that we can fall asleep to it and not really care what's going on the screen.
I think it was funny because before we were married, we did not live together, and you would fall asleep to The Office, mm-hmm. and then I would fall asleep to Arrested Development at home, like in our respective houses, and I didn't know that you did that for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think
I think Arrested Development was in my rotation, too.
Yeah, and I don't think you knew that I did that either. Mm-hmm. And then when we got married, it was funny because we had this thing, we're like, should we have a TV in the bedroom? Should we not? We heard that's a thing where people don't do that. And then we realized, well, screw that. We want to lay in bed together and watch TV. And, like, I'm not going to have the TV on and flip through channels if you're not watching something with me. That's another reason why we don't have cable. And that's another reason why we're not used to commercials. Mm-hmm. It's because if we watch something, as we're watching something together and it's on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, mm-hmm. iTunes.
It's more purposeful, too. So when, yeah. When we do watch something, I feel like we have decided to watch that. It's not like we're just cruising through and seeing something on television.
And so when we travel, like if we go to, like, my sister's place or my parents' house or something like that, we don't, you know, like, obviously we don't have a TV with us there, like, in the guest room or whatever. And so we just pop on an episode on Netflix and they have Wi-Fi. Or if we're in a place that doesn't have Wi-Fi, we just use our LTE. And I put, like, the quality on that's on its lowest so it doesn't zap our data or anything like that. And we just fall asleep to a cartoon. Like, it's American Dad or Bob's Burgers or, you know, something like that. And it's just, you don't realize how reliant you are on it until it's completely gone, because where, like, when they said, they're like, oh yeah, there's no way you're going to be able to do any video streaming on the Wi-Fi, I was like, oh, okay, well, it's fine, I still have my iPad. I'm like, well, what do you think your iPad works on, you idiot? Like, this is the internal conversation I was having with myself.
Well, I think it kind of also scared me a little bit how much even though my phone's not working, I noticed it's in my hand. And I'm like, ooh, that makes me feel a little bad. Like, even though this is not really working the way I want it to work, I still feel the need to use it. And I don't like that feeling.
You know, I kind of came to that realization, too, where I tried to convince myself. I tried to go into the opposite direction, where I said, I was like, man, even though, like, the internet's not working, like, my phone's in my hand a lot more than it usually is. And I was trying to tell myself, I was like, oh, it's because I'm waiting for everything to load. That's why I have it in my hand so much. And I really think I was just making up excuses for myself.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's that, I don't know, I think we've just become so reliant on it. Because my family has come up here for years. So, like, as a teenager, I remember I didn't have texting as a teenager. And I remember I would basically tell my friends before I left, like, I'm not going to be able to talk to you on the phone, because it was when we would just call each other for a few days, and now I think it's worse than when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. because now it's constant texting and, you know, Instagram, and you do your Twitter and everything like that. So it's just kind of like that feeling of disconnect. And, you know, we're up here to be with family and to be with each other. And I kind of feel like, you know, let's take a step back and realize how often I have this in my hand.
I started thinking about that too, because there is some things going online I don't need to get into, but stuff that was going on behind the scenes where there was drama here and there. Nothing bad, nothing weird, just like friends miscommunicating and everything like that. And people were messaging me, and it was and you and I were starting our vacation, and I gave some final messages, and then I handed you my phone to put in your purse. And I was like, can you hang on to this? And you're like, sure, why? I was like, I don't want to check it. I don't want to start this vacation where I'm constantly wondering if I'm going to get a message, or if I'm wondering if I'm going to get a DM, or like if we're out shopping, or, you know, like just, you know, taking in the local flavor and everything like that. I don't want to let my hand have the motion to go to my pocket and check my phone. And I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, because I think it was a good thing that I recognized it and that I gave it to you, because I don't want to check it. And I didn't feel the need to check it if you had it, because it wasn't on my person. But at the same time, I was like, dang it, I have to do that? Like, I have to physically remove it from my person in order to not check it.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes when I forget my phone at home, it's a little bit liberating. Like, I like being with it just for, like, you know, in case something was to happen, you know, like break down or whatever, your car. But at the same time, it's kind of nice to be disconnected and be like, okay, I'm just going to be here in this moment and not worry about what else is going on with everyone else.
Right.
Like, I'm going to be with this person and not worry about it.
Well, I think that's how we were on the lake today. I think we were, you know, like nobody was checking their phone on the boat, because the boat was filled with family, and no one was checking their phone. I mean, people had their phones, but it was just to take pictures. And then once they were done taking the picture, they put it away in their purse. They put it away next to the cooler or in the dash or something like that. And then we just enjoyed ourselves, and that was really freeing, and that was really nice.
It was really nice. And rare, because even when we're, like, you know, over for dinner or something like that, when we all sit down in the living room and we're, you know, having a conversation, without fail, one person is on their cell phone, you know, doing something, even if it's to look up something about the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine. It's just sometimes I miss the days sometimes where that wasn't really a factor.
Well, okay, so let's tie this back into what we're talking about, spending time with each other and marriage, nerdy marriage and everything like that. I mean, this isn't specifically a nerd thing, but this can be a married thing. You know, like, I'm seeing all these anti-technology commercials and these movies coming out about the downfall of American society because of technology and everything like that. And you see all these pictures.
Well, Enchantress said that it was the problem.
Oh, we worship machines now.
Yeah, there you go. So.
Why would you bring up Enchantress in this moment?
Sorry.
Now you made me lose my train of thought. Okay,
I'm sorry.
So downward fall of Western civilization. That's right. Heavy hitting stuff on Nerd Nuptial here. So you see all these pictures, these essays and everything about that, about these married couples just laying in bed, but on their phones. Like, they're not looking at each other. They're not facing each other. They're just playing on their phones, or they're messaging other people on their phone. Like, they're messaging people half a world away, wondering if they're enjoying that box of Cheez-Its that they just posted a picture of, when they have their what is supposed to be the most interesting person in their life laying 6 inches from them. And you and I aren't immune to that.
No.
I mean, there's certain times when we'll lay in bed and we'll just play on our phones for a little bit, but never more than a few minutes.
Yeah, and I think we're very aware. Like, I know I'm very aware. And, like, when one of us puts it down, the other one's going to follow almost immediately.
Yes.
We're, you know, basically as long as you're playing on your phone, I'm playing with mine. But then we're done as soon as one of us stops.
Yeah, and it's never like, I never like doing that where you just spend so much time on the phone. Like, there are some people who will spend all night on Twitter or all night on Instagram or all night on Facebook or all night playing games on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine doing that. I can't imagine being on my phone for more than 10 minutes at a time, especially if you're home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree because, you know, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it can be a very easy downward slope of that becoming a thing. Because, I mean, I definitely feel victim to it this weekend when I realized how dependent I was on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the thing. And we're not trying to say that we're high and mighty.
No,
that
we're above, we're admitting our faults.
Yeah,
we're having a hard time.
And that's the thing, is that I guess what we're trying to say is that there's no way to avoid it. Like, you're going to be watching senseless TV,
mm-hmm,
as a married couple, especially as a nerdy couple. You're going to be watching stupid movies, you know, whether they're superhero movies or sci-fi movies or bad action films or whatever like that. You're going to be watching bad TV. But the thing is that you want to try to do it together as much as possible. And yeah, you're going to be on your phones. You're going to be on Twitter. You're going to be on Instagram. You're going to be on Pinterest. You know, like, I'm going to be, you know, tweeting about nonsense and everything like that. But I feel like there's this fine line between using it to avoid each other and using it while you're in the same room. Because oftentimes, like, you and I will be touching while we're on our phones.
It's true. It's true.
Like, our arms will be intertwined or something like that. Or, like, your head will be in my lap and I'll be, you know, on my phone on social media and you'll be doing something, you'll be reading something on your phone. And here's the thing is that if people looked at that and they would go like, oh, they should be, you know, they should be talking with each other. They should be running through a meadow. And, but the thing is, if you replace the phones with books.
Mm. Yeah, people wouldn't view it the same way.
People would not view it in a negative way. They're like, oh, they're enjoying time with each other. It's because we're actively engaged with interactivity instead of just the written word. I think that's where people are like, oh, well, you're not really spending time with each other if you're interacting with others.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like because that medium has changed, I feel like, mm-hmm, it's viewed differently.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
So I get, I don't know what that means. I don't know, you know, you guys can chew on that, take it home with you if you want. But I guess what we're trying to say is, I don't even know if we're trying to say anything, but just as nerds, it's gotta be so easy to fall down the rabbit hole of social media, fall down the rabbit hole of TV and movies. And that's, you know, this is Nerd Nuptial. This is, like, we're nerdy people who are married. And so we know all of those trappings, and you guys know all those trappings and everything like that. And so I guess the best weapon against it is being aware of it and not allowing yourself to fall into self-deception.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And just making sure that you're present in the moment,
mm-hmm,
and not so concerned with what's going on the internet or, you know, with the friends that aren't actually in the room,
mm-hmm,
that you're missing out on, you know, life experiences or things that are actually happening in front of your face.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really key because there's such this, I feel like it's extremes. I feel like it's people, you have people who are like, screw you, you don't take away my phone, my phone is everything, my phone is an extension of my arm. You're just an old, ignorant person who is afraid of technology. And then you have somebody swing to the other side where they go, you know, like, you simpletons, your nose is in your phone. You're going to miss the world. You should be climbing the Grand Canyon. You shouldn't be tweeting your friends about the Grand Canyon and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be a nice middle ground. You know, where you're not scared of technology, you're not scared of interactivity and social media.
Or
feel
like you're better because you're not on technology, like doing technology or whatever on social media.
Oh, that's, I love telling people I don't have a Facebook. I do. I do. I get this weird sense of self-satisfaction as well as superiority. Where I go, like they say, like, hey, you know,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but you have Twitter, so how...
I know that. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's hypocritical.
Yeah.
But I still get a nice sense of satisfaction out of it. Because, like, people will come to me and say, like, oh, I couldn't find you on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, it's because I don't have one. And they go, what do you mean? You deactivate it? Like, you're just, like, what, you switching, you know, like, accounts right now? Or, you know, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, no, I don't have one. I haven't had one since 2008. And then they just give me this blank stare. Like, they just can't comprehend it. But, I tell them that I'm on other social media. But for some reason, Facebook is the one where people just freak out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, like you said, like, it's, you don't, like, if you're not online, don't treat people like you're better than them because you're not online. Or, I guess if you're not online, you're not going to be listening to this podcast anyway. So screw those people. But, like, just because, like, there was one guy who I worked with long time ago. He thought he was a higher intellectual being because he listened to classical music and didn't have a microwave. Don't
okay.
be that guy.
Okay. Like, yeah.
That's what we're trying to say. Don't be that guy by saying like, there's the pendulum swings either way. Don't be the extreme. Try to find the middle.
Yeah.
Especially
and enjoy each other.
That's the thing, is that enjoy each other. You, like, if you're lucky as we are and being in a nerd nuptial, you know, be thankful. I mean, actually, this goes for any married person.
Yeah.
Be thankful that you have that person with you, because it's okay to be on your phone. It's okay to be on your iPad. It's okay to be on your Kindle. It's okay to be on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and have fun. It's okay to watch sports. It's okay to watch bad reality TV. But just make sure that you're not sacrificing time with your spouse in order for that, getting that self-serving satisfaction of watching what you want or consuming what you want.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
It does.
What do you have to add to that?
I think that, at least from this vacation of without the internet, I think I want to maybe put my phone down a little bit more, just because I didn't like that feeling that I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my personal, like, you know, maybe resolution I've found from this experience. But I think that because of it, it made us really have a good time and focus on our family and,
mm-hmm.
and spending time together. And so I think that just goes to what the points that you made about spending time together, whatever kind of relationship you have, even if it's not a nerd nuptial, and spending those special time together and making the most of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as you guys could have guessed, I mean, this has been a different kind of podcast. I mean, we had no idea what we were going to talk about.
None.
Until we sat down and turned on the phone. So we tried to make this conversation into, like spending time with each other, like making the time, you know, like watching nerdy things together. And that kind of turned into a
life lesson,
of how technology interacts, with your own marriage and with your spouse and everything like that. So take what you want from that. And as you can see, it's a little bit shorter of an episode. I think we're just a little over a half an hour. Well, you guys, we want you guys to email us, and we want to know who's out there in a nerd nuptial. I really want to know. I mean, I know some of you. I know some of our listeners have emailed us and talked about it. But I really want to know what you guys think about what we said. Do you feel like we as a culture spend enough time with our spouses? Do we work too much? Do we take too much time for ourselves? Do we focus on too many external things when we should be looking on internal things? And what do you do to combat that? Do you say, like, okay, from 7 to 8:30, it's just going to be us time? Or do you just find, when you look for a movie, do you always think about your spouse when you look for that movie? You know, like, just let us know those kind of things that you do. And you can email us at contact@thenerdparty.com, or you can go to thenerdparty.com/contact. And you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thenerdparty. You can also find us on Twitter at @joinnerdparty. And there's tons of other shows on the network that you can check out. There's The Senate Floor, which is a General Geek podcast that I host with my buddy Matt Hansen. He has a spinoff show called Filibuster that he hosts with Lee Hutchison. And we also have one of the best Star Wars shows out there called Aggressive Negotiations with John Mills and Matt Rushing. And one other thing that you should do is go to lootcrate.com/nerdparty, enter in the code nerdparty, and from there you can save some money on a geek subscription box that's filled with geek stuff. It's about $40 worth of value you get for $20. You get Pop Funkos, action figures, t-shirts, comic books, all types of things. And each box has a theme. This month's theme is anti-heroes. And so if you go to lootcrate.com/nerdparty, enter in the code nerdparty, you'll save even more money off of that $20. Well, you know, I think we should... Since we don't have LTE, LG, extended, whatever, I think we're going to have to resort to seeing if they have Cartoon Network and maybe some Bob's Burgers will be on.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. But regardless, I love you.
I know. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.